My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Funky Friday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez and our guy Figgy Fig. I'm Reginald Adetula. We're hanging out with you on this Friday, take you up to 2 p.m. when we turn it over to The Drive with Clint and Ron. And rewatching the Royals-Astros game from last night and just the way that Jason Hayward laid out.
He was right there.
He didn't ultimately make a grab. We're watching the top of the second right now, but that's fun to see. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. He has won five gold gloves. Yeah, that's a fun thing.
He was close. He was as close as me bidding on Cookout with Cal last night.
Oh, buddy. That's not fair because you weren't close at all. He was actually close. Just like I was not close to winning what was the giveaway, the big giveaway, because it was like a casino themed night. Yeah.
So you turn your chips in after you finish.
Yeah. So the idea
whoever had the most chips.
Yes, whoever had the most chips. I walked over there with five total chips to hand over.
I don't think you're going to do it.
Yeah. Buddy.
What was the grand prize?
It's like a weekend stay at Cachada.
Yeah, it was a casino trip with golf and everything, man.
Man,
yeah.
I walked up to Cal and Hannah. I said, I'm starting the bidding. It was a cookout with Cal, 25 people, special Texans guest at his house in River Oaks.
I got you for $350.
No, I told him. I said, I'm starting the bidding. $500.
Oh, hey.
$500. Hand to God, $500. It went for $50,000.
You were close. Almost.
I thought it went more than that.
It might have been more.
But
I was out at 30,000.
It's no lunch with Will Anderson Jr. You know what
Which
I mean?
Which was $110,000.
Yeah. God bless the people that got money that are willing to, I mean, put that down for some charity. Shout out to, I mean, there was a gentleman that was on the blackjack table with us that was just throwing down hundreds. And then when he ran out, he went and put some more money in the bank because, hey, man, it's for charity. Why not? Yeah. So we could be reckless with these chips.
Yeah. It was all worth it. $1.4 million raised, awesome. Which was a record.
Yeah. Record. Covers all HISD schools for girls flag football. Make sure that we're...
For 5 years.
5 years, in fact. Yeah, so fantastic
job. We're
going
to hear more about this at Figgy's Mixtape, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Excellent. For sure. Looking forward to a 120 every day right here. On In the Loop. But right now, with the preseason now behind us, we have a 53-man roster. We're figuring some things out with this team. What are some of your predictions? What are some of your expectations for the season? Because, look, there's a lot of prediction and expectation talk leading up to this, but there's a lot more that's unknown from those times. Hell, if we were talking about predictions and expectations before the preseason, you had no idea Cam Akers would have been in the picture.
Yes.
And here he is, as at least when it comes to In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, I think a lot of the kind of people around that cover the team, a lot of us view him as a running back too, right?
Well, on I think this he team. Is running back too.
And, well, I just say because I don't know that for certain at this point, so I want to keep us covered in this way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would have been something that you would not have had any idea of. I mean, I think we probably had some idea that Kamari Lassiter would start, but I don't know that we had an idea that Kalen Bullock would also be starting, right? Like, there's some things that we didn't have fully that we weren't fully assured of, that now we do have. Yeah. And the only thing that's left is for these guys to go play football. And so with that being the case, now where do the predictions go? Where do the expectations stand?
And I don't think it's an outrageous prediction, but I will grant you and recognize that it is a somewhat bold prediction. But I'm going to go back to, if this is true, then this will be true.
Okay.
If it is true, what I think is going to happen with this offense, as we just talked about, in the last hour, Bobby Slowick is going to sort of spread his wings. The addition of Stephon
Diggs, elevate the offense.
If it is true that the offense gets fancy, which is really the only way I've been saying it today, then my prediction is we're going to go into week 16 with C.J. Stroud in the thick of the MVP race.
Mm.
And let me explain that just a little bit.
Please do.
I feel like the first six games of the season is about as soft as this schedule can get. It's a really tough schedule.
Yeah, but it's backloaded, really.
It's backloaded, mid-loaded, too. But you go at 2 Indy. Let's not fool ourselves. That's going to be really, really tough.
It's tough in some ways. Defensive line is a monster up there.
Yeah.
But you're also dealing with an inexperienced quarterback.
Yes.
Who will give you opportunities to maybe take it away.
Yeah.
And I think that Shane Steichen is still getting a little bit of a feel for him. He had four games last year before he got injured, and obviously they have camp. But
that
there's not a guarantee. Hell, we could look at the way that C.J. Stroud was last year. Early on in the season, DeMeco Ryans admitted as much on the Nightcap podcast, and he's done so in other instances as well. It wasn't anywhere near where it ultimately got to be. So that's the time where you can absolutely get at them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be able to get at them going forward, but you can absolutely get at them in week
one. So first six games at Indy, not easy, as we just talked about. Bears, rookie quarterback on the road. Minnesota, total mess is happening.
Darnold is the quarterback.
Jacksonville, you got their number. Buffalo, I just don't believe in them this year. And then at New England. So the first six games, that tells me CJ...
They got that Jacoby Brissett thing.
So first six games, you could be 5-1. CJ could be, humming. Then it gets a little more difficult. You got the Packers, Colts, Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Detroit. But what I'm saying is, if he keeps humming there through the midseason, then you come out of the bye week going into week 15, and you beat Tua Tagovailoa at home, you got Kansas City and Baltimore back to back. One of them is going to be on 4 days rest.
That's the comparison that I have with in college football, the Heisman.
Yes,
you have your opportunity for your Heisman moment, right? The very visible game that can help establish the narrative. Those are his opportunities for MVP moments.
So if he does what he does, and we go to December 21st at Kansas City, we could be sitting here saying, "Guys, this is for the MVP." I really think that's on the table. I really do.
I think that's interesting. As you basically started playing a little bit of the schedule game, let's lean all the way into the schedule game. It feels like there's been a constant look at this team the first place schedule, which of course we know affects three games, really.
Mm-hmm.
That changes three games on what you're doing here. But you're coming in, and I think Vegas and a lot of places have stacked this around 10 wins. Has that shifted at all for you? And I understand the idea of just let's do the win-loss thing is not always the way to look at this, but I am interested because as you're looking at this and talking about the idea of an MVP, the record does matter in that regard. And has that shifted at all for you, where you look at the record and you go, maybe you found another game and 11 or 12 feels more viable?
Really hasn't shifted for me too much, because I will take minimum 10 wins, maybe one more than that, if not more. Simply because I believe that the first six games are going to be a nice little start to the season for this squad. Obviously, anything can happen. We know that whole, stuff. But I really believe the first 6 weeks, they're going to get off to a good start. And if that happens, you get five wins out of six to start the year, well, you're going to get another five wins. I mean, it's not going to be easy because, it gets so much tougher. But you're going to, this team is good enough that they'll get another five wins somewhere.
Right. I think that then what makes those kind of two things a little bit tough to go together is you get five wins early. And look, we would understand the reasons why you look at the schedule. Unfortunately, as a national NFL media and with the way that narratives get built.
Yeah.
We don't do a good job of contextualizing these things. I still remember, what was that, two or three seasons ago where the Pittsburgh Steelers started 11-0, and I looked at them, I'm like, they're not good at football.
Yeah.
But like we had to talk about them as if they had some cooking there, and I'm
but
like,
that's not this squad.
They're not, but yeah, but yeah. I think the problem with this is they win five games, and now you get into this tough meat of the schedule where you've got another. Right, you say they win five of the first six, right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Hypothesis there. Yeah. Then in the next, you know, eight games,
it's rough,
right?
It's rough.
If you go what 500 in those eight games, you go 4-4.
Well, you're at nine.
Does that feel the same, or like, because are they are the talking heads talking about CJ as a MVP candidate? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, they're going on a little bit of a skid here, right? Yeah. Like, even though the context is very clear that these are tough games, does that shift the way that this conversation happens? And that's why when you talk about CJ being in the MVP conversation, that took my main mind to, oh, do you think that it's possible that they're adding more wins in this where it's getting closer to 12 as opposed to kind of the 10?
I think absolutely they could. But I don't think the narrative is going to shift too much because people know Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, you know, right going into the bye week, you got four of those guys. Then you go, who knows what Anthony Richardson's going to be doing or hell, even Trevor Lawrence the week before the bye on December 1st. So, but if you go, you know, if you split those a little bit and that's six, seven games, and let's say you go 4-3, I don't think anybody's going to really be down on this team coming out of the bye week because then you got those three games, Miami, Kansas City, Baltimore, all favorites like you to make a big run perhaps in the AFC.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair, but yeah. I wanted to put that forward as a possibility because I understand I understand how the machine works at times.
How people are.
Right. And look, again, when you have these things kind of built up in such a way where a lot of your tough games are in a stretch, sometimes the national media can be a little bit more forgiving and being, you know, recognizing that, hey, this is a tough stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it don't happen like that. Sometimes it's just like, well, it don't matter. You're at a level where you need to play at an elite level. And so you win the games. We don't care. Win the games.
Yeah.
So there you go. Are there any other kind of predictions or expectations for the season? And look, as I said, that 8-3-2 immediately comes in. MVPs win during the tough parts of the season too. I got you, but
well, I said that.
Yeah,
I mean that's what I'm talking about. They're going to go into the stretch run.
Yeah,
you know, with Tagovailoa and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. What I'm saying is, I could see where he's in like in the thick of it, in the thick of the conversation. Other predictions, not so much like macro like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
More individual. Like I think Kamari Lasser, we talked about this yesterday, is going to be a really, really good player. And that would lead to my other one, and that is if Kamari Lasser is what I think he's going to be, on top of what Derek Stingley we know can be if he's healthy.
Absolutely.
Top five defense.
Yeah.
Top five defense.
And I wanted to take it a step further. I think that this is going to be a turnover defense. Mm-hmm. I think that they're taking the football away. And that maybe that's a little bit more hopeful, but I think preseason, I'm doing the training camp. I'm falling for the pump fake, right? And if it is indeed a pump fake, then it is what it is. But I'm gonna jump because seeing especially the young guys get out here and get their hand on the football and catch the football, right? Mm-hmm. And especially with Kamari Lasseter himself, one of the things that makes him so incredible, I know that there's the 4.6 40 that people thought about a lot, was he makes up for that lack of speed, I guess, or that maybe that's a little too bold of a way of saying it, but I guess whatever you feel about that speed, with just an incredible awareness and kind of internal clock of when do I get my hand between the, you know, when I get my hand between the hands, when can I get a PBU here, right? Am I in the right place where I'm on somebody's hip, right? I think that that was one of the things that we learned last night is how, just how much wide receivers, how much it matters for them, just that, that, that relationship in space with a wide receiver and a defensive back. And it feels like Kamari Lassiter has that in a way that you don't expect a dude who is stepping onto the field for the first time, the NFL field for the first time, to do. And that's the type of thing that puts you in a position to jump footballs. That's the type of thing that gives you the opportunity to knock the ball and get the ball in the air that ultimately, when you swarm, somebody else can come and catch it. And it seems like this defensive back room is prepared for that kind of things, in addition to like the, just the, you know, the maybe fumbles and takeaways that can happen elsewhere as well.
You are 100% right on that. A lot of people, a lot of fans, a lot of people in this industry like to use these little catchphrases so they can sound smarter than they really are about X's and O's football.
Real multiple defense.
Yeah. Oh, he's got great hips.
Yeah.
Explain that. You know, most people who say that, he's got great hips, have no idea what it is. And the other one...
Hips better than good. That's what it means.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the other one that you hear all the time, and the reason I brought that up is because I'm going to use this phrase like the way it should be used, because I've seen it in practice on the practice field, ball skills.
Okay.
Like Kamari Lassiter, it's an innate talent that certain guys just have. You alluded to it, like when to jump, when to find. Mine is like
when to get your head around is really a big one as a defensive back.
When to get your head around and all that stuff. He just has something that is. Like, I don't know if it's from the SEC days, if it's just a natural
thing. I'm sure that helps.
A natural thing that he has. That dude knows how to get his hands exactly where they need to be to either knock down the ball or cause an incompletion or whatever it may be. And, you know, by extension, if that happens and it continues into the postseason, this is going to be a really, really good defense. One more thing from last night that I know you heard this because Mark Vandermeer was interviewing Aziz Al-Shaair and Jimmy Ward and, for some unknown reason, Jonathan Weeks.
Hey, don't do that to that man.
I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute, man.
Come on, man. The long snappers matter, okay?
Yeah, he's my guy, man. He knows that. I was just kidding around. But Jimmy Ward kind of reflected, because he is Jimmy Ward.
That's right.
He'll tell you what he thinks. Like, they were like, well, tell us about this defense, you know? And he just flat out said, like, there's a little internal competition in that building. He said, hey, the defense is going to win games. Like, not like, no disrespect, but like, we're going to do things that win the games on the defensive side. So there's that little confidence, internal competition. Maybe it has something to do with the secondary. Maybe it has something to do, they think they're going to be able to turn the ball over. But I think they know they're going to be really, really good if these certain things happen.
Yeah. And so, look, I'm excited for the season. And from the 8-3-2, I think this is an interesting one to bring up, right? Because we've taken this from a positive perspective, as I think we largely have for the last few weeks leading into the regular season. But the 8-3-2 mentions the biggest concern is run defense. And I think that's going to be super intriguing, especially because as the team is set, there are reasons for that, right? That middle of the defense, you're missing that spine of the defense. You're missing two of the guys that are going to be vital in that. Danico Autry is suspended for the first six games. And Christian Harris is going to start the season on IR, so you're going to miss him for four games. And those guys are going to be instrumental, in theory, in run defense.
Yeah.
So it becomes even more important for the likes of Mario Edwards, for Henry To'o or Jake Hansen to be on their P's and Q's, in addition with the rest of, you know, your defense, to make sure that that is not a weakness, especially early on in the season as the season continues through. So, yeah, I think that that is a fair takeaway when you're looking at the expectations and, you know, for the season and predictions is, hey, man, how does that look like? Because those guys, we know now officially, it's not just, hey, Christian Harris hasn't been practicing. Now we know officially
he's not
going to be there.
Yeah.
What does that mean for what the run defense looks like?
That's more than fair, especially when you're right out of the chute. You're just looking at a guy that destroys you.
Oh, Jonathan Taylor? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, he destroys
you. I've heard
you.
He runs the football pretty well
and
sometimes.
He's pretty good between the tackles, between the guards.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about. That's what we're referencing here. Interior linebacker, interior defensive tackles. That's going to be the test. We're going to be here on the Monday after, you know, the season opener, and I promise you, I don't know what all we're going to be talking about, But we're going to be talking about the run defense against Jonathan Taylor. One way or another.
Although, I do wonder, is that going to be, do you feel like that's going to be all that indicative? Oh, yeah, I forgot that DeAndre Swift ended up with the Bears. Because I was like looking at it. Mm-hmm. Run defense, especially in the first 4 to 6 weeks, as I just established, why those numbers are important. 4 weeks for Christian Harris, IR, at least. And then Danico Autry, 6-game suspension, right? Jonathan Taylor in week one. Week two, DeAndre Swift at running back. Minnesota, who are we going with the running back? Is that, are they still on the Madison train? Right, like that's I need to get what that depth chart looks like there. And then we mentioned Jacksonville, ETN situation there. Buffalo Bills, I don't know that there's a running back that really scares me there. The Patriots, okay. Ramondre Stevenson. Like, that's the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a couple of dudes that are really scary, but I'm like, outside of, I'm like, hey, I think that this is something that is going to be outside of maybe, I don't know that Jonathan Taylor will be the barometer, but outside of that one.
He'll be a big part of it.
Outside of that one, I think there will be a real interesting interesting light shed on whether this run defense is airtight. And so, yeah, that's another thing that's very fair to bring up within the context of now that we see this team. But, yeah. Look, man, I'm so excited for football. I'm kind of sad that it's not this weekend where we get to see week one happen. But look, the team is together. They're ready to go. And the week of practice begins next week to get themselves, or really, I mean, this weekend, to get themselves ready for Indianapolis and for the rest of the season. And hopefully what will be a fantastic season for your Houston Texans. Aaron Jones ended up over there. That's right, in division. Okay, maybe I need to revise that statement. Aaron Jones has a very established record as a running back in this league. So yeah, no, okay. I'm a little bit more open to that concern that you
We're
have.
We're gonna find out.
That's right. Shout out to the text line keeping me honest. Always do that. 713-572-4610. But coming up next, we always got honesty when we're giving you some lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.